Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco 49ers Insider, Matt Maiocco.
On this edition of the 49ers Insider Podcast, coming to you from Indianapolis, site of the NFL Scouting Combine, we catch up with Greg Cosell, senior producer of NFL Matchup and senior producer of NFL Films for the past 37 years. Nobody watches more game film than Greg Cosell, and he has some very strong views about what quarterbacks will fit with Kyle Shanahan's offense with the 49ers. Greg Cosell coming up right now on the 49ers Insider Podcast. Well, Greg, thanks a lot for joining me on the 49ers Insider Podcast.
Matt, it's great to be with you.
And you've been to many combines. What do you get out of the combine?
Well, it's funny for me, and I'm because I don't work for a team, and I don't get a chance necessarily to interview with players. For me, I love just talking ball, so to speak, with coaches, GMs, personnel people. It's just a great way for me, given what I do, to really talk football. And everybody's relaxed, no one has a game Sunday, and you just really talk players, football philosophy, and it's a great way for me to learn.
And so is your film study already done, or how far is it along on some of these prospects, the quarterbacks in particular?
Well, it's not done because I can't really start hardcore college tape study until maybe a week before the Super Bowl because of my NFL matchup show. So obviously for the NFL season, I'm focused on NFL tape. So I've started. I've probably done 7 or 8 quarterbacks with various other players. I don't know how many guys I've done up to this point. I'll come back to a lot of guys to watch more. But when all's said and done, by the time of the draft in late April, I will hopefully have seen maybe 300 players.
Wow. And when you see 300 players, you're talking about how many games for each of these players?
At least 3 quarterbacks more. Depending on the player and my view of him, either good, bad, indifferent, it could be more than 3. So it really depends, but I try to do at least 3. And I always, if it's, let's say, a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman, I always try to make it a point to see them matched up, if possible, against someone else who's considered a relatively high draft choice player, so you get a good head-to-head matchup.
With the on-field drills at the combine, do you pay any attention to those?
Not a ton, and because of working at NFL Films, I do have the opportunity, if I choose to see these, just like the coaches can go back to their offices and see them. I have that same availability. So, to me, this trip is a lot more about the conversations as opposed to watching drills, although there are certain positions, obviously, I like to watch. I always watch the quarterbacks and the receivers. I'm anxious to see the tight ends this year because I haven't done any tight ends yet on tape. And I'm real anxious. I'm staying a little later on Monday this year because from everything I've heard, it's a really strong corner class, and I just haven't gotten to corners yet. So I'm just anxious to see them in person.
I know a lot of the teams get the medical stuff is important here, as well as the height, weight. Measurements for the quarterbacks come in. And John Lynch, 49ers general manager, made a comment about Mitch Trubisky. He made himself a lot of money because he came over that 6'2" threshold. Is that what is it about 6'2"?
Well, I think everybody sees that stuff differently. I mean, I think there is a sense that if you're under 6'2", you're short, and if you're 6'2" or over, that you're at that threshold, as John said. That's probably a case-by-case thing. Then I think you have to look at the player. As everyone will, and the 49ers obviously are in a position where they need a quarterback and they have the second pick in the draft, so they'll make that decision. But I think with any quarterback, it's always case by case. You have to really study him hard, traits, attributes, characteristics, strengths, weaknesses. Can the weaknesses be coached? It's really quarterback. to me, and I've always said this, it's a subtle, nuanced, disciplined craft position. And the guys who play really well at a high level over time do it because they're really good with repetitive mechanics and fundamentals and all those things that probably a lot of people don't think about when they watch a game. You know, they see a Tom Brady come back in the fourth quarter and they just think, boy, he's got a lot of moxie and he's clutch. But there's a reason he can do that, that goes just beyond the fact that he's got a lot of moxie and he's clutch. You know, that happens for a reason.
Yeah. You have history with Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers' new head coach. How long have you known him, and what do you think about him as an offensive mind? And he'll serve as his own offensive coordinator with the 49ers.
Oh, I've known Kyle for a number of years. I think he's one of the best offensive minds in the NFL. He's one of those guys, when we do the matchup show every week, and obviously we did Atlanta a lot this year, where we would just, our whole staff with the matchup show would love watching Atlanta's offense, because, you know, there were times we'd watch him and we would just all go, that's just play calling Nirvana. I mean, the guy has such a good feel in the pass game for how to break down specific zone defense coverages. And, I mean, I remember the touchdown to Coleman against Seattle in the playoff game. That was one of those classic examples where we all just were like, wow, that is just really, really good stuff. And Kyle's really, really good at that.
And does he set teams up for his third down? It seems like third down, he really figures, he really matches guys up, shifts and motions to create mismatches.
Yeah, he does. I mean, until the Super Bowl, I think the previous seven games, Matt Ryan's third down numbers were ridiculous. You know, the kind of numbers you never see, and certainly not in the NFL. And he just does such a good job formationally, splits with receivers, route concepts. You know, it all goes together. There's many reasons, but he's just very, very good. And I think it really starts, and I learned this myself from Mike Martz years and years ago, that you really have to understand the responsibilities of defenders in zone coverages before you can break them down with your route concepts. And I think Kyle Shanahan is terrific at that. He understands what defenders in zone coverage are required to do within that specific coverage, and therefore designs things to break that down. And that's he's as good as there is at that.
Yeah, you when you look at a Kyle Shanahan and how he's been successful as an offensive coordinator, what kind of quarterback fits best with him? What style?
Right. Well, that's a very detailed, precise offense. I'm sure most people would say that every offense is in the NFL, but it's detailed, it's precise. There's a lot of play action. The quarterback's steps on his drop to set up are absolutely critical. There's a timing to that. You have to be able to play efficiently under center, because the play action pass game is so critical, because the outside zone run game is the starting point, and the play action pass game off that requires really precision with your footwork and your fundamentals.
And he asks his quarterbacks to turn their back to the defense.
Oh, absolutely. And that is a learned skill. If you've never turned your back to the defense, and I've talked to quarterbacks about this, believe me, I'm not speaking from personal experience. I've never done that, but I've had a lot of those conversations. And when you turn your back to the defense and then snap your head around, amazingly enough, the defense is not in the same position it was before you turned your head. And so it becomes a learned skill to be able to then immediately pick up what it is you need to pick up.
So you're, as a quarterback, you have to know exactly what defense you're facing. You have to know exactly where your receiver is going to be. Because when you snap your head back around, there can't be any surprises.
No, because everything happens quicker then, too, because you're later in the down. So you can't, you know, sort of snap your head around and think, okay, now I got some time to check things out. You're later in the down. But think of it this way. Matt Ryan is probably one of the smartest quarterbacks in the league, and he was a veteran when Kyle Shanahan became the OC in Atlanta in 2015. And Matt struggled a little bit the first year before this great season. So you were dealing with, I think, a seven-year veteran quarterback going into his eighth year in Kyle Shanahan's system, and it still took him some time. So people, whoever they choose as quarterback, whether it's with the second pick or whether they pick one late, whoever it is, people have to understand that in a Kyle Shanahan offense, this is a process. This is not going to happen overnight. So they're going to draft a quarterback that they ultimately believe can efficiently and effectively run Kyle's offense. Now, that guy may not be the week one starter. Now, if he's drafted second, you and I both know from doing this a long time that the pressure for that guy to start will be great. But people have to understand, in Kyle's offense, this is going to take some time.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk a little bit about the draft, guys. But in 2011, I was very surprised when Alex Smith re-signed with the 49ers. I pretty much figured he was gone. He's gonna, you know, his time with the 49ers had run out. So I was surprised. I would be absolutely shocked if Colin Kaepernick ends up back with the 49ers.
He won't be back with the Niners because I don't think he can run that offense anyway. And again, that's no knock on Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's got a track record. We all have seen him play. But he's not that style of quarterback. So that offense is not for Kyle. They know it. I mean, he's apparently opted out. He's not going to be with the Niners. I don't think they'll go after Kyle. I think if you read between the lines, when a John Lynch comes out and says, and I think it was here the other day, that there's sort of a freedom now in the idea that you're starting from scratch.
It's liberating.
Liberating. That was the term. Yeah. Correct. You know, and I think that that's a very fair statement, and I kind of like that because I kind of like the idea. You know, you have a head coach who's a great offensive mind. You've got John Lynch, who's clearly has a defensive bent and a defensive personality. You know, so I think you have a nice mix, and I think they probably feel pretty good. And my guess is, and I don't know Jed York personally, but my guess is with what's gone on the last 2-3 years, he probably now understands that, you know, this is going to take some time. You know, it might be symbolic that they both signed 6-year deals, but I think the symbolism matters because I think he does understand now that, wait a second, we can't just change every year or two if it doesn't go right.
6 years means patience.
Patience. Whether it ends up being a full, you know, who can answer that? But built into that symbolism is patience, as you say.
So of the veteran guys, you know, I'm thinking guy like, you know, someone who has a track record with Kyle, Brian Hoyer, Matt Schaub, Brian Hoyer and Matt Schaub.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're thinking too? Or who out there immediately in free agency can the 49ers get is maybe maybe it's a placeholder, but somebody to at least have somebody on the list, on the depth chart where it says quarterback.
And I think that makes sense, Matt, because, look, Kyle understands what's ahead of him, but he also is a head coach who wants to win on Sunday. Now, he knows he's not going 15-1. I mean, he's smart enough to be realistic, but he still wants to win on Sunday. So he wants to at least line up with someone that he feels can give him an opportunity to win some football games. I think the two names you mentioned, Brian Hoyer to me is a very good example of someone who I think can run his offense. Now, unfortunately, if you get too far behind in games, if there's other things that happen, then obviously a lot of that stuff doesn't work the way you'd like it to work. But I think a Brian Hoyer type, and that may not get fans in San Francisco excited, but I think they have to understand, just as we were speaking about the patience, that this is a little bit of a process now.
Yeah, the other day when I was talking to Kyle, I said, you know, what's the thought process here? Because, you know, you could give a lot of draft picks to Washington or New England and end up with Cousins or Garoppolo. But I said, all you have to do is wait a year, and then you don't have to give up those draft picks, and there's still a chance you might get one of those guys if you really want them.
I don't think, again, I can't speak for John Lynch, okay? But to me, for whatever it's worth, I think when your roster is somewhat depleted in many areas, I think you want to build your roster. You know, don't forget the guys you're talking about, Garoppolo, there's not a guarantee. I mean, I think he'll be a good player, but I'm not sure that I'd be willing, when you have so much on your roster that you have to deal with, to give up the opportunity to build a roster. You know, that's just my opinion. Others may disagree because I know a lot of people do believe that if you think that guy's the guy, it doesn't matter what you give up. And that's fair. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying my personal inclination and my sense is John Lynch would agree with that, coming from his background on the defensive side of the ball, that he would probably like to build a roster.
So, as you mentioned, the 49ers have the number 2 overall pick, and your evaluation isn't complete, but do you see a scenario where the 49ers go quarterback number 2 overall?
Well, here's the way I'll say it. To me, the quarterbacks in this draft, there's not that high-level quarterback that you immediately say we have to have him. I don't think there's a Carson Wentz in this draft. There's not an Andrew Luck. There's not a Matthew Stafford. There's not that guy that everybody says that's the guy. And then what it becomes is scheme adaptability and just what I said a moment ago. Who do you believe can efficiently and effectively execute my offense? Now, if Kyle Shanahan believes that there's one of these guys of the, you know, the Trubiskys, the Watsons, the Kai, who, you know, whoever, can absolutely do that, and he feels 100% certain, then he could take a quarterback at two. And even though that guy may not be ready to do that week one, if he believes that that guy can do that, then that's fine. If you don't believe that, then you can't take a quarterback. Because here's the last thing you want to do. This is when teams get in trouble. It's easy to say they need a quarterback. We all know that. That my daughter knows that, okay? But if the first quarterback on your board is the 28th player on your board, you can't take him at two. You just can't. That's when teams get in trouble. So I don't know how they'll have their board set out. No, you won't either. They're not going to, you know, announce it to the media. But that's what it comes down to. Because the player they drafted to, if it's not a quarterback, if they don't believe that they can take a quarterback, that guy has to be a rookie starter with all-pro potential. That's what the second pick in the draft has to be.
Well, we don't know how the 49ers have their board set up, but we do know, or at least John Lynch said, he mentioned four quarterbacks. And so, not a huge shocker, but he mentioned that he had already met with DeShone Kizer, and he's going to meet with Deshaun Watson, Mitch Trubisky, and Patrick Mahomes during this. So let's go through those guys. In your mind, which of those guys is the most likely choice for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan's offense at number two?
I'd be really surprised if they took Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is talented. He'll probably look terrific at the combine, but he buried beneath a lot of raw talent at this point in time is an alarming lack of any refinement, and I think he'd really be a major project in a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Would he be an option at 34?
Well, as you get later in the draft, then then other factors come into play. The player himself doesn't change. It's just the value in the draft is different.
Right. So stylistically, he's not a good fit.
Stylistically, based on my film study, that Patrick Mahomes is a fit for Kyle Shanahan. That's my sense. I think that over time, Trubisky could be. Trubisky is a shotgun quarterback. He has almost no experience playing under center. So again, now you're getting into what I spoke about earlier. It's a very detailed, precise offense that demands play action under center with the proper footwork. You have to teach that. I think people assume that, oh, you can just do that. That has to be taught. For guys who don't drop back from center, there's a rhythm, there's a timing, there are fundamentals involved with the footwork that guys who've never done that, they don't know how to do that. And they get caught off balance, and they get caught throwing without a firm base, and you can't throw like that in the NFL. Watson is...
I want to ask you a question about Trubisky. It's counterintuitive, but is it possible that his lack of experience, 13 starts, sure, actually helps him by being able to adjust and make and not having the habits more ingrained?
Possibly, and then you get down to the kid, and I've heard wonderful things that he's a hardworking kid, he cares, all those good things. So, and that's what it's going to come down to, because it all comes down to the quarterback accepting and inculcating the principles, the concepts, the subtleties of how to play the position. That is so critical to the position in the NFL. I guarantee if you were to speak to Matt Ryan, the detail that with which he would ultimately speak, if he would speak openly, would be mind-boggling. And that's what most college quarterbacks now don't have at all. And that's why it's a process.
Okay, so DeShaun Watson, obviously probably the most heralded college quarterback with the accolades, with the national exposure, with the national championship. How does he translate to becoming a pro quarterback?
DeShaun Watson, to me, is more of an orchestrator, a distributor. He's not a big-armed kid. He's certainly athletic, but you got to be careful with that. He's not a big guy. I know he weighed at 221. He's not really a 221-pound guy. I think Watson is somewhat similar to a Teddy Bridgewater type in that he's smart, he's aware, he's not a big arm. He kind of guides the ball. He doesn't really drive the football. Everybody will view the fact that he's played in a lot of big games and with big moments differently. Some will say that, hey, that's it. That's what we're looking for. He can be in the bright lights, and that does mean something. But that's not quantifiable, so everybody has a different feel for what that means. But that to me is what Deshaun Watson is. I think that he needs, another guy that needs fundamental work, another guy that has not played under center at all. Now you're getting to teaching him how to drop back, the play action game under center. Again, it's a process.
And then, as I mentioned, Deshaun Kizer did interview with the 49ers, and John Lynch said, I know it's not all about the interview, but if it were, he said he blew the doors off of the interview process.
And he looks the part. He's 6'4", 233, throws a beautiful ball, an easy thrower, maybe as good a thrower as there is in this draft, just in terms of dropping back and delivering a football. The one concern with him, and you really have to do your due diligence on this, and this is one of my favorite terms. Bill Polian told me about it years ago, and when I watch quarterbacks, I'm very conscious of it. So I learned from Bill. Slow eyes. Kizer was a beat late with a lot of throws in college. And you have to, as I said, do your due diligence on that because the NFL game is faster with better athletes. So you have to decide if that's something that's in his DNA or if you can coach that out of him with a lot of different factors playing into that. But if you're going to be a beat late in the NFL, you're not going to survive.
How have the quarterbacks that you've seen, that you've evaluated coming into the draft with slow eyes in the past, how have they made that transition?
It can be tough, because ultimately you have to try to find out from knowing the player, and I don't get to do that, the Niners will. You have to find out why that's the case. Because one of the things, and I've talked to a lot of quarterbacks about this over the years, is one of the things they struggle with early on is they feel like there's 15 defenders on the field. Because it's the NFL now. It's just faster. The field is condensed because of the hash marks. You don't have a big wide side of the field where you can throw the ball, short passes and the defense can't really cover it, so you can get easy completions. In the NFL, the passing game is a lot more in the middle of the field. And I'm telling you, in the middle of the field, it looks like there's 100 people if you're not used to it. And that's why a lot of quarterbacks will say, it looks like there's 15 defenders out there. My guess is Deshaun Kizer is going to go through that early on.
Well, I know you watch a lot of 49er tape, your segments on KNBR. You have to, whether you want to or not. And 49ers, quarterback wasn't the only issue that offense had. So what do John Lynch, what do Kyle Shanahan have to do to build it out around the quarterback?
Well, that's why I said it's a roster issue, which is why I think that unless they really feel good about the quarterback, that I think they're going to feel like we need to build a roster. I mean, I'm not telling you anything profound when you talk about the fact they're going to need receivers. I mean, I think Carlos Hyde is a very talented back. The only problem Carlos Hyde has had is availability, but he's a very talented runner. I think he fits. He can run the outside zone. I think they'd love to have another back, almost like he had in Atlanta where he had the Freeman Coleman. Now, that's high level, but I think he'd love to have that. They certainly need wide receivers. That's a given. I mean, because look what they had in Atlanta. I mean, they had Julio Jones, arguably the best in the game. They had Sanu, a great number two. They even had, Gabriel Hardy. I mean, they had players, and that's why this is a process. And I think on the offensive side of the ball, it'll be interesting because to me, and again, everybody views players differently. They run a lot of zone. They're not exclusively zone, and I think Kyle will adjust. But to me, Brown and Garnett are not pure zone offensive linemen. I think they're better in what we call the gap scheme game, the power game. So he may adjust with that because, you can't fill every position every year. It's not humanly possible in the league.
So you're coming out for OTAs or, I guess, with Kyle to watch some film. And tell me about that and where will that be?
Well, in my role as a senior producer at NFL Films, I'm going to do the 49ers highlight film this year. And as most people would probably imagine, it will be a look ahead, not a look back. So what we're going to do is wait till after the draft. I'm going to come out, spend a couple of days at OTAs where they have their draft choices, all the free agents that they may sign, get a chance to talk with John and Kyle, and then I'll produce the film, and the film will probably come out, I would imagine, closer to training camp, just so it can be used more as a promotional tool to look ahead for the 2017 season.
A lot of the pieces aren't even in place now, but what do you expect to see when you come out there, kind of regardless of the names on the field, but what kind of a camp do you expect to see Kyle Shanahan running, and what kind of offense?
Let me answer that this way. If I know John Lynch the way I think I do, I would expect him not to get caught up in quick fixes. I think John Lynch is one of those salt-of-the-earth, genuine guys who has a certain worldview of football and how to go about winning, and I don't think he's going to be a quick fix guy. Now, I'm not saying they're cool going 2-14 this year. No one wants to lose football games. But I think that he's going to try to build, and I think that's going to be really important to him. He doesn't want to do this so they could win an extra two games in a given year and say, gee, we were 6-10 instead of 4-12. I don't think that means a lot to him. And again, I'm just giving you my sense of him. I think he wants to build a team. And in his mind, sure, do you need a quarterback in the NFL? We all know that. That's like saying 2-2 is 4. But I don't think he's going to do everything just to get a quarterback. I think he's going to try to build a team. And I think he and Kyle will approach it that way. That's just my sense.
Hey, Greg, I know you're a busy man, the NFL Scouting Combine. I appreciate you spending time with me. We always do this. We always see each other, right, and right. It's always a great pleasure to talk football with you.
No, man, I really appreciate that you asked me and that we got a chance to sit down for a half hour and talk.
A big thanks to Greg Cosell for taking part in the 49ers Insider Podcast here from Indianapolis, site of the NFL Scouting Combine. Obviously, Greg Cosell does not believe that Colin Kaepernick will be back with the 49ers, so it's good to get some views on some of the quarterbacks who might become part of the 49ers organization, from the veteran free agency to the quarterbacks available in the draft. And you can listen to all of our 49ers Insider podcasts. They're available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify.
The 49ers Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.